Hey there, podcast listeners. Got some bad news for you. You're not going to be hearing the first two stories that you write about on the blurb, mainly because the person telling the stories is not comfortable having them out in the open. The good news is that the third story is still here, and it's funny, and let's go to it.
That was one South Asian woman trying to hoodwink her parents. Here's another. This time, arguably more successful. She tells her story at an open mic in D.C.
Hi, everybody. So, this is something that my mother's never going to know. I was going to go out with my ex-boyfriend, my boyfriend at the time, and his roommates. So I went over to his house. We go out. We come back. It's pretty late. And I'm not sure what to do, because I could A, go home and get yelled at by my mother because it's 3 in the morning, or B, I could stay there overnight and figure out a story in the morning. So I stay there, and I figure, okay, I'll tell my boyfriend, in case my mother calls, because she's never called him. In case she calls, tell her that I was in the lab all night, because I was in college and I could conceivably be coding in the computer lab all night. And so, you know, it's about 9 in the morning, and I'm there at my boyfriend's house, and she calls. And she's like, is Anupama there? And then he says, no, auntie, I think she's at the lab. And so she says, okay. And then so I gather up my stuff and haul ass over to the computer lab, go in, set up my stuff as if I've been working all night. And then I forgot something in the car, so I come out and realize that I have locked myself out of the computer lab and my car by leaving my keys in the lab. I don't know how this happened, but I was just looking helpless or something, and a cop drives by and sees me, and I don't know why he does this, but he says, you know, are you all right? And then I tell him, oh my God, I locked myself out, blah, 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 blah. He's like, okay, don't worry, we'll get you in the lab. So he's, you know, fixing that situation. In the meantime, what do I see but my mother driving up past the building? And I said to the cop, dude, that's my mother. And he says, all right, get in the car. I could not make this up. I get in the cop car. We go along. He's got the siren going. We're in hot pursuit of my mother. And we pull her over. Has anyone else in here pulled over their mother? I don't know. So we pull her over, and she gets out of the car. The cop gets out, and my mom's like, what's wrong? And then I get out of the car. And then she's like, whoa, what's going on? You're in the car? And then so I explained, oh, I was in the lab all night, blah, blah, blah. And she's like, oh, no, you poor thing. This is when I realized, to my mother, my virtue is more important than my safety. Because it's fine to be in a public building all night, but not fine to be in my boyfriend's house all night doing God knows what. Thank you.
Thanks to the two anonymous South Asian women in D.C. who contributed to this podcast. I am Patrick Collier, guest host for Say It This Way. Hamad Ahmed is the recordist and sound engineer. Music comes from Magnatune.com. For more radio stories and fiction, visit hamad.we.bs.